the charts on CFRC.
Hey, punk. Do you like weird stuff made by real human artists? Want to know where to find taxidermy, patches, tattoos, paintings, stickers, zines, felted pieces, repurposed clothing, jewelry, plushies, hand illustrations, mutual aid foraging information, local preserves, buttons, cards, crochet, and punk performances all under one roof? Come check out the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market on Saturday, May 30th from 1 till 3 at the Broom Factory as part of Spring Reverb. CFRC DJs will be spinning tunes in between sets by the Meringues and Havana Syndrome. With nearly 30 vendors indoors and outdoors, you're sure to find something that speaks to your strange side.
Hey, this is Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You are listening. There we go. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. That's right, out of Kingston, Ontario. We're sitting pretty in the Limestone City. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you're all having a great morning. It's gorgeous out there. It's 2 minutes after 9 o'clock. Coming at you live Wednesday, May 27th. It's gorgeous out there. If you haven't gotten yourself out of bed yet, please do. It's been so long since we've had more than 2 days in a row of sunshine, and it's looking like it's going to be a gorgeous, like, week and a half. I'm looking at the forecast right now. Sun. High of 20 degrees every single day. It's excellent. My name is Jeff the Nerd. Welcome back to your Indie Morning Wake Up, the Wednesday edition. That's right, your hump day. It's your rock ride around the world and through time. We are chilling out today, just mellowing, bud. It's good stuff. It's your summertime road trip, beach day, picnic playlist. All the stuff that's just getting us into the warm weather mood. We had Thania Iyer in that last set with I Am Here Now. Thania Iyer, of course, is going to be at the Spring Reverb Festival this coming weekend. She will be playing at the Broom Factory Saturday night. I had it up here. 7 p.m. I'll just find it here in a second. She's going to be playing with Julia Finnegan and a couple other acts. So you're going to want to get out and check that out Saturday night. This is, of course, the community events roundup portion of the show, where we find events that are going on in and around Kingston, Ontario, so that you don't waste your weekend. And of course, if you've been listening this morning, I've been talking incessantly about Slate Music Festival. That's coming up in a second. But the Spring Reverb Festival, it's the 5th annual. It's a great way to kick off the summertime, starting tomorrow and running through till Sunday. There's stuff going on. There's lots of stuff going on. Speaking of the Broom Factory on Saturday, that's May 30th. There's something else happening, part of Spring Reverb, that I'm pretty excited about. It's the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. I don't know if you've been hearing the promos on CFRC, but at the Broom Factory, Saturday, May 30th, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., it is a giant punk rock flea market. No cover. It's all ages. There's going to be outsider art, zines. Is it zines or is it zines? I'm an old hipster. I should know this. Patches, stickers, taxidermy. This piques my interest. I'm going to see what's going on there. Flash tattooing, handmade jewelry, paraphernalia, more weird and wonderful creations. Over 20 vendors. There's going to be CFRC DJs there, DJing in between sets from the Meringues and the Havana Syndrome. It's going to be a good time. So again, check that out at the Broom Factory on Saturday, May 30th. You'll see me there. Just don't get in my way at the taxidermy stand. Otherwise, you're going to get a elbow. Anyways, other stuff that's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. If you're out in, is it Picton? That the Hayloft is in, the Hayloft Dance Hall. At the Hayloft Dance Hall, this, where are we here? It's the Sadies. They're coming to town May 29th. That's Friday night. It's a $58 ticket, but it's well worth it. The Sadies are from Toronto. If you haven't heard them, they're amazing. It's good stuff. There's an opener at 8:30. Doors are at 7:30. It's a 19-plus show, and it is at the Hayloft, south of Picton, in beautiful Prince Edward County. I love it so much. What else is going on in and around Kingston, Ontario this weekend? Well, like I said, it's Spring Reverb weekend. There's tons of stuff happening. There is not just the concerts, but there's a lot of like workshops and networking events and meet and greets and stuff like that. For instance, there's a youth crash course in demo recording. If you're a youth under 30 years old, learn the fundamentals of recording, editing, and radio broadcasting Friday, May 29th, 1 until 3 p.m. And it says that CFRC is involved. Yeah. So, yeah, check that out. That's going to be a good one. What else is going on? The Slate Music Video Program. If you're unaware, that is the annual music video contest put on by the Slate Family Foundation and Kingston Canadian Film Festival, where local filmmakers and production companies get paired up with local rock bands. They get a small budget, I think, and they produce a music video, which premieres at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival the following spring. You all pile into the Grand Theater, you watch all the videos, you have a good old time, you vote on what you think is the best one, and the winner gets showered in praise and glory. At least until next year. I went to the Slate video competition this past year at KCFF, and it was tons of fun. It was high energy. It was great. The place was packed. It was a who's who of Kingston music nerds. And so they're getting it rolling again. Spring Reverb is having a Slate music video program info session and mixer. Jurors and industry delegates are going to be sharing insight, references, and real-world perspectives on how to get your music video off the ground. That is, again, Friday, May 29th at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar from 5 until 7 p.m. It is an all-ages event. So if you're interested in entering or getting involved with the Slate Music Video Program, then check out, you know, Musiki on May 29th. It'll be very informative. If you're a filmmaker or producer and you want to enter, the deadline is fast approaching. I think it's Sunday night is the deadline to apply. And if you're an artist that you want to apply and get involved, I think the deadline's a little bit later, like maybe a week later. But you want to check out the Kingston Film Office website or the KCFF website for more details on that. Please do. It's going to be good. What else? I thought I had some more things pulled up for what's going on in and around town, but I guess I don't. We were talking about Spring Reverb, though. Other things going on Saturday, May 30th. We've got Mall Crimes. I think that's how you pronounce it, because it's spelled M-V-L-L Crimes. I got the pleasure of seeing them at the Broom Factory recently, and it was excellent. They're going to be playing Saturday, May 30th at Musiki, featuring Crown of Antlers and Royer. That's 8 p.m., 8:30 show, all ages and 19 plus, whatever that means, and it's $15 a ticket. I'm sure it's probably 19 plus because it's at a bar at 8 p.m., and it's a band called Mall Crimes. You don't want your kids getting any ideas this summer. Also going on Saturday, it's a big day. The Weber Brothers are going to be playing at Hotel Wolf Island featuring Hannah and Nathan. Again, at 7:30 doors, 8:30 show. Tickets are only 30 bones. Always a good time out there on Wolf Island. And at the Toucan, Cacao is playing with Golden Feather from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. That's a free show. That one is definitely 19 plus. If there's any kids running around the Toucan on a late Saturday night, something's up, something's wrong. All of us just with our child-like wonderment. That's what's going to be going on at the Toucan. So I'll see you out there this weekend at all the Spring Reverb stuff, especially the punk rock flea market. That has very much piqued my interest. That sounds excellent. My name's Jeff the Nerd. It's 9 after 9. And we better get back to the tunes. Next break is the Nerd Talk, where we talk about what's going on in movies and TV shows and junk like that. But until then, we'll get back to the Muzak. We had the Rolling Stones opening up that last set with their new one called In the Stars. And we're going to keep things going with White Fence and Reflection in a Shop Window on Polk. That title again, Reflection in a Shop Window on Polk. Right here on 101.9.
Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
got some cool pugs. Elf pugs. Remember Elf? He's back in pug form.
Don't you know that it's hard?
This is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. And if you're just tuning in, we are just chilling today. We have just been playing the most mellow, wickedly relaxing summertime tunes to get you in the mood for just sun, sun, sun. If you're in Kingston, Ontario, it's freaking gorgeous out. It's gorgeous out today. It's going to be gorgeous out this weekend. Hope you're all going to get out to the Spring Reverb Festival, because that last song, Stupefied, was by Almond Milk. They're going to be playing at the festival. Check out the Spring Reverb Festival for all your dates and times. Get out there and have some fun. Also in that last set, we had a classic from Solomon Burke with Hard, Ain't It Hard. Also in there, we had the Zambonis with I Don't Like Hockey No More. The Zamboni, that's brand new stuff from a band who does exclusively songs about hockey. Good song, very cringe, generative AI music video. So if you want to see a really unsettling example of an AI video, check out the Zambonis with I Don't Like Hockey No More. And we also had White Fence with their new track, Reflection in a Shop Window on Polk. It's a mouthful. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. Thanks for tuning in. This time of morning, we like to do our nerd segment. It's called Screen Time, where we talk about everything that's going on in the world of movies, TVs, a little less about video games. Like I said, it's the weather's starting to get really, really nice. I tend to stay away from the video games in the summertime. That's a winter thing for me, unless it's something huge. You know, that's just a winter thing for me. So that's why we're going to talk about what's going on in the world of pop culture. Well, we can't go a week without talking about K-pop Demon Hunters. It just got announced that Netflix's massive smash hit is joining the Criterion Collection. That's right. The breakout animated musical fantasy film is set to get a special 4K and Blu-ray release from the prestige home entertainment label Criterion Collection. That's coming our way December 31st, but pre-orders are now available. I think it's the most popular streamed movie of 2025, and the soundtrack hit number one on the Billboard 200. Good movie, good soundtrack, highly recommend it. If you're looking for a late holiday present, get your kid or get that loved one a K-pop Demon Hunters Criterion Collection Special Edition Blu-ray. On to the headlines. We've got some random little headlines for you today. First of all, Paddington 4. I still have not seen Paddington 1, 2, 3. I hear they're very good, very charming, and of course, they're making more. This time, it's going to be written by Armando Iannucci. For those that don't know, he is an Emmy-winning and Oscar-nominated writer of The Thick of It, In the Loop, but more importantly, my favorite, Veep. That's right, the creator of Veep is going to be co-writing the fourth Paddington adventure. That's excellent. Is Julia Louis-Dreyfus in those movies? Should she be? That's the question. We've got a final trailer that just came online for Toy Story 5. That's right. The fifth installment of the Toy Story franchise comes our way June 19th. And it just got announced that Alan Cumming is going to be lending his voice in the newest movie. He's going to be voicing the horse. What was the horse's name? The toy horse that Jesse rides around? I can't remember. Either way, the horse is finally getting a voice, and it's going to be Alan Cumming. So that's a little fantastic. I like that. Another teaser trailer to keep your eyes on, a Rick and Morty spinoff about President Curtis. Those who are fans of Rick and Morty know that Keith David has long been the voice of President Curtis on Rick and Morty. He's hilarious. It's a great character. He's always coming up against Rick. Because, anyways, I won't get too much into it. All I know is that the title was revealed in July of last year. Keith David will reprise his longtime role. Stephanie Beatriz from Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Has-Been Hotel is going to be joining the cast, as well as Community's Jim Rash. They're going to call him a bad dean. Keep your eyes on the prize for that one. That's coming down the pipeline pretty soon. I'm pretty excited about that. Another headline. I know we all love Jared Leto so much. That's right. We've all got a Jared Leto tattoo. And if you don't, you're planning it. He has done the voice of Skeletor in the upcoming Masters of the Universe movie. That's right. The live action He-Man movie that isn't going to be as good as the Dolph Lundgren one. We know this. But apparently, Jared Leto is not thrilled with his role in Masters of the Universe. Apparently, he has been shying away from the promotions, and he didn't go to the L.A. premiere. He's unhappy with the movie. Apparently, he's not thrilled with the lack of advertising. I think the movie's been advertised quite a lot. I just think Jared Leto's just being a little bitter, but what can you do? I mean, they paid him $5 million to voice Skeletor. So what is he complaining about? Anywho, Masters of the Universe opens June 5th. If you want to get your He-Man fix and support Jared Leto. He's the cranky man, needs our help. Excuse me. On to celebrity birthdays. As you know, they are our social betters and they deserve to be worshipped by us peasants. Joseph Fiennes turns... It's a hunk day today. It's all about the hunks. Joseph Fiennes turns 56. Paul Bettany turns 55. The great, late Christopher Lee was born this day in 1922. If you want to read about a very, very, very interesting man, then do find out about Christopher Lee. Jack McBrayer from 30 Rock turns 53 today. And Vincent Price was born this day in 1911. Passed away in 1993, but... a class act all the way. We got a few more little headlines for you before we get back to the tunes. First and foremost, YouTube. But the last set, like I said, we were playing that hockey song from the Zambonis that had that really, really weird generative AI music video. Very unsettling. So this just in that YouTube is going to make AI labels more prominent on videos. It will make it clearer to viewers what is real and what is synthetic. This from the Hollywood Reporter. YouTube is making a major change to its user interface to make it clear when a video has used AI tools in its creation, particularly for photorealistic or meaningfully altered content, end quote. I think it's good. We all know that AI videos are here and they're not going anywhere anytime soon, and they're just getting weirder and more accurate. So any guardrails that we can get is a good thing, I think. So that's what's happening. Last thing before we get back to the tunes, I'm pretty excited that Backrooms is opening this weekend at the Screening Room. For those that are unaware, it's a horror thriller based on what is probably the first horror urban legend to come out of like meme culture and the internet and the depths of 4chan. That's right, I said 4chan. But either way, I'm excited because, Backrooms is just about, playing like a psychological thriller about people that get phased out of reality into this infinite world of dingy office rooms and just fluorescent lighting and off yellow walls and no windows, no furniture, maybe some sort of monster stalking you in the darkness. Chiwetel Ejiofor and Mark Duplass star in the film. And they, the reason I bring it up, not just because it's opening, but they have been defending the 20-year-old filmmaker who made the movie, Kane Parsons. He's 20 years old. It's his first movie. And because the movie has a lot of big names producing it, there's been some allegations online that perhaps 20-year-old Parsons did not, in fact, direct the movie or maybe had quite a few hands. Either way, Mark Duplass has been online defending him. And I don't know. I'm just going to see the movie. It's going to be really good. I assume he directed it. I mean, why would they lie about that? Maybe it's really terrible. Maybe it's as bad as He-Man. I don't know. My name is Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC. I've rambled on long enough. Keep it locked and ready to rock. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Canadian Screen Awards are this Sunday, May 31st on CBC, CTV, Crave, all over. So if you want to see the best and brightest in Canadian screen, check it out. I got to get some coffee into me. We're going to play The Dirty Nil with Celebration. They're playing this weekend at the Spring Reverb Festival. So do check that out. And I'll be back a little bit before 10 o'clock to say so long. So keep it locked and ready to rock. Crank it up to 11. This is CFRC.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
My ears to the sirens call. And this is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Welcome back, everybody. How y'all doing today? Good? Great. My name is Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC, Campus and Community Radio Station since 1922. Thanks for tuning in. This is 101.9 FM. If you're just joining us, it's Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. That's right. Your rock ride around the world and through time. Whatever gets you rip-roaring and ready to go on your hump day. That was Paul McCartney featuring Will Ferrell on the cowbell. It was the performance of Help on Saturday Night Live the previous week. It was their season finale. That's two new Paul McCartney songs in one show. I hope you guys had a good morning with me, rocking it since 8 a.m. Before Paul McCartney, we had Young Fresh Fellows with their new one, Killing Time in Union Square. Also in that set, we had Rose Lee and Joe Mathis with Whiskey is the Devil in Liquid Form. Amen, brother. Amen. We opened it up that last set with the Dirty Nil and Celebration. The Dirty Nil are going to be playing at the Spring Reverb Festival this coming weekend. Do check out the website. Go to kcff.com. Go to Kingston Live. Go to the CFRC event page and find out what's going on this weekend. It's going to be gorgeous out. There's going to be shows all over town. I'll see you at the Cataraqui Punk Market at the Broom Factory this weekend. Stay away from me if you see me at the taxidermy stand, because I don't want anyone getting in my way. I want a stuffed marmot from my apartment. Something. I'm gonna go there and figure out what's going on. We did have a call-in during that last set. Head chef, owner-operator of Old Farm Fine Foods. That's right, our glorious sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. Nancy George gave us a ring just to let us know, since we are talking about the beginning of summer and what festivals you're going to want to check out this summer. I forgot to mention this week, the lineup for the Line Spike Frontenac Festival just dropped. That happens in Harrowsmith, Ontario from June 27th until June 28th. And boy howdy, are you going to want to get tickets now. It's headlined by Rain Maida and Chantal Kreviazik as part of their Break Your Heart tour. Are they married? Am I wrong? Something like that. But there is a they're coming, but there's a huge lineup of amazing acts such as Cazador, Miss Emily, The Mountain, Grievous Angels, which is Charlie Angus's band. I got to see them in Wolf Island this past winter. Very good stuff. Do check out his YouTube channel, I beg of you. Also, the Dean Cuddy Band. What else? Emily Steele in the Deal. Abby Stewart is going to be there. Many, many others. Again, June 27th and June 28th, but you're going to want to get online and get those tickets before they sell out. Also, get online and get your McKinnon Back to the Farm tickets to see Goldie Boutillier, because she's awesome. She's awesome. What else did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday? We learned that Jared Leto is being a sad panda about the He-Man movie coming out. It's a He-Man movie, and he got paid $5 million. Cry me a river. What else did we learn? We learned that it's gorgeous out, that I'm trying to get a rooftop garden going at my place. So I've been schlepping dirt up a flights of stairs. It's been a lot of fun. It's going to be worth it, I swear. And we just learned, well, I guess we didn't learn this. We always knew that CFRC is the place to be. So do keep it locked and ready to rock all day long, all week long, all of your life. All of your life. Keep it on CFRC. It's the best station on earth. My name's Jeff the Nerd. I'm going to get the heck out of here. Next week, though, we might be doing a special Psychobilly show. Superfan Dommy has expressed interest in coming on either the first or second week of June to do a Psychobilly Rockabilly show. I'm very excited. He's been sending me tunes. It's going to be loud. It's going to make up for this, like, mellow summertime, you know, jam out that you and I had this morning. So tune in next week. Otherwise, like I said, I'll see you at the taxidermy stand at the Cataraqui Punk Rock Market this weekend. Right on. We're going to play ourselves out. We've got Alison Krauss and Robert Plant with their cover of Gone, Gone, Gone. We've got Karen O with her cover of Highway 61 Revisited. That's way back from the I'm Not There soundtrack. And if we get to it, which I think we will, we're going to hear the Microgirls with their song Rui Con Bapran Rock Tahiti. That I definitely pronounced wrong. If you think you can do this job better than me, you get over to CFRC.ca and you apply to be a volunteer. I dare you. I dare you. It's a good time. I'll catch you guys all next week. See you later. Bye.
Special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
I'll be gone. ask you why you're walking all alone and why you're on your own. And just say I'm gone, 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 'cause you done me wrong.
We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Right, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
We're Tiny Horse, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School, Grade 4.